The New Orleans Saints come marching into Chicago to face the Bears this Sunday for the NFC title and a trip to the Super Bowl. The Saints are 10-6, number one in the NFC South. The Bears are first in the NFC North at 13-3. Now, the Saints have a killer offense led by quarterback Drew Brees. The Bears have a crushing defense led by middle linebacker Brian Urlacher, but their quarterback, Rex Grossman, is suspect enough to be a guest star on Law & Order. But the success of the Saints, win or lose, has given a real jolt of joy and energy to New Orleans, and that gives us an excuse to talk to our old friend in New Orleans, Randy Adams, whom we got to know during Hurricane Katrina. Randy, thanks for being back with us.
You're quite welcome.
What's your game plan for Sunday?
Get up early. My wife has to work all weekend, so she's already prepared the gumbo. Mm-hmm. It's at home in the freezer. We'll take it out and heat it up. I'll throw some fish on the pit, and we'll be ready to hoot at.
You have a favorite player on the Saints?
No, sir, not exactly. Just as I have no one favorite player, we have no one superstar standout. Reggie Bush is a good, flashy player.
Boy, he's a great runner, yeah.
He's elusive. Deuce is a between-the-tackles kind of runner, which Reggie has been becoming lately. Mm-hmm. We have an excellent core of wide-out receivers. Drew Brees is the most level-headed, confident quarterback I have ever seen. They don't become frazzled or dismayed. They just stay regrouped and go out and get the job done. It's the most incredible display of football I've ever seen, and I've been watching football since I could see.
Has your wife been following the season?
She was pretty much a fair-weather Saints fan prior to this. Sunday, she was glued to the seat on the sofa. You couldn't have pried her up. Yeah. And one of the local family-owned jewelry stores came out with gold fleur de lis laced with black diamonds.
Ooh.
And, of course, she cut the newspaper article out and made it clear that she had to have one. We went and checked them out, and they were actually very reasonable, and she now has one and sports it.
Oh,
it's awesome. It's awesome. I asked her, I said, what about I'm white one too? And she said, it's feminine. I said, fleur de lis is androgynous. No, it's not just for women.
Randy, it's a look you could pull off, but I wouldn't recommend it for the average Bear fan.
Exactly.
Yeah, Randy, you're pushing me right to the limit of almost rooting with you, but you understand this doesn't affect our friendship.
Not at all. This is a friendly rivalry. Only thing, if the Bears do win and they go and they play the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's our New Orleans favorite son. We'll have to pull for him.
It'll be hard for a lot of people in New Orleans to root against Peyton Manning, won't it, if they get in the Super Bowl against the Colts?
No. For one game, no.
All right. Randy, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Always fun, Scott.
Our friend in New Orleans, Randy Adams, and this is NPR News.